Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. A Turkish spy plane on Thursday flew over a section of the island's offshore Block 6, where a drill ship is currently prospecting for natural gas. The Turkish aircraft's activities were first reported on by media in Greece. Media also said the plane made a low pass at 4,500 feet over the area in Block 6. The Tungsten Explorer rig, drilling on behalf of Total and Eni, arrived in Block 6 on Cyprus's exclusive economic zone in late May. A government official speaking on condition of anonymity confirmed the presence of the Turkish plane. The aircraft, which flew inside the Nicosia Flight Information Region, or FIR, had submitted a flight plan to Eurocontrol. The plane adhered to its flight plan and did not violate the NOTAM, Notice to Airmen, which Cypriot authorities had earlier issued concerning traffic restrictions around the area in which the drillship is operating. According to the same source, the Turkish aircraft was flying at an altitude of 29,000 meters. By contrast, the Cypriot traffic advisory for the drillship covers 5 nautical miles and up to 3,000 meters altitude. The renewal of diplomatic ties between Turkey and Israel will not affect Cyprus's relations with Tel Aviv, government spokesman Marios Pelecanos has said. The spokesman said this was the clear assurance Cyprus has received from the Israeli side at the highest level, in the context of full transparency and the close contacts maintained by the two countries. He said Cyprus's bilateral cooperation with Israel was of a strategic nature and based on international law, honesty and mutual respect. Turkey and Israel announced on Wednesday they would reappoint respective ambassadors more than 4 years after they were called back, the two countries marking another milestone after months of improved relations. The two regional powers had expelled ambassadors in 2018 over the killing of 60 Palestinians by Israeli forces during protests on the Gaza border against the opening of the US embassy in Jerusalem. But they have been working to mend long-strained ties, with energy emerging as a key area for potential cooperation. Over 17% of the population in Cyprus, or 154,000 people, was at risk of poverty or social exclusion in 2021, the Statistical Office SyStat revealed on Thursday. This means 17.3% of the population was living in households whose disposable income was below the at-risk of poverty threshold or was severely materially and socially deprived or was living in households with very low work intensity. According to SyStat, the at-risk of poverty threshold remained nearly unchanged between the years 2021 and 2020, reaching €10,000 for single-person households in 2021 compared with the same amount in 2020, and to €20,000 for households with two adults and two dependent children compared with the same amount in 2020. SyStat said the mean annual disposable income of the household for 2021, with income reference period the year 2020, was €34,227, an increase of 1.1%, almost the same as the previous year. But the income share of the 20% richer population was 4.2 times higher than the income share of the 20% poorer population, in comparison with 4.3 times higher in 2020. A draft roadmap for how COVID-19 will be dealt with in the coming months will be discussed by the Health Minister and the Scientific Advisory Team this morning. The roadmap is divided into pillars, which concern, among other things, the strategy to increase the vaccination coverage of the population, the epidemiological surveillance system, which includes testing, as well as the management of cases in hospitals. The protocols prepared by the Ministry of Education will also be put before the experts and will be implemented at the beginning of the new school year. The use of masks by students aged over 12 years in closed spaces will be put on the table, with scientists invited to submit suggestions or other variations. The final plan is expected to be approved before the end of the month. And finally, pictures of the presidential jet donated by Greece to Cyprus during the Greek Prime Minister's official visit to Cyprus are currently making rounds on social media. The GV Gulfstream V aircraft was acquired by Greece in 2003 and will now join the Cyprus fleet in service to the president and his ministers. The aircraft is now dressed in the colors of the Cypriot flag, has Republic of Cyprus written on its side, along with the Republic's emblem and flags of Cyprus and the European Union. It carries a crew of four, a commander, co-commander, an engineer and a caretaker, runs on two Rolls-Royce engines, has a wingspan of 28.5 meters and a length of 29.4 meters.
That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.